shut up!
I just blend into a white face.
The fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Where's the alcohol?
Ding! I started with that with you. Wow, Amanda, way to start off with an F-bomb right in the beginning of the podcast. Welcome back to episode 24, where Amanda's still trying to fiddle with the headphones so she can actually talk to us.
Hello.
It's me.
I was wondering.
Can you get your life together, please? Thanks.
Okay. There's a dog moving behind me. I feel like we're tilted on the screen. That's okay.
That's fine. We just watch this as a preview anyway on YouTube. It's not a real thing.
Okay, I might pull my headphone jacks out. What's up, podcast world?
What an interesting intro.
Thanks.
I'm prepared. So, I think that we should just quit babbling and just, you tell us, you know, some current events. Tell us what's going on in this world that we live in.
Okay.
In the year 2016.
There is some interesting things going on this week. Let's start off with, did you hear about Michael Jackson?
Mm-mm.
Your mind's about to get blown.
Should I brace myself?
You should. Everyone should take a deep breath right now if you're not. Have you not heard anything
He's
about
alive.
Michael Jackson? No. If he was, it would not be looking too good for him. Michael Jackson's home, they just went through it, the one
they found dead bodies.
And on the Neverland Ranch, was filled with disgusting porn, like child pornography.
Oh, filled. No.
Yeah, so let me just
Why
read this
are they
to you.
Just finding this now? Hasn't he been dead
That's what
for
they were
like
saying.
6 years?
And they were saying, why didn't we find this when he went on trial?
I think it was planted by the Illuminati. They're trying to give him a bad name.
I think so too, but they said that the images are like awful. There's also like there's child torture things. There's adult and child nudity, female bondage.
What does his children say about this? They made a statement,
family?
Didn't his
daughter try to kill herself at one point? She tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, but she had a lot going on.
That's true. I mean, when your dad dies, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, and like her mom wasn't even really in the picture. Like there was a lot in that family going on.
Yeah, he says these images are like shocking. Let me see. And there's also something with animal abuse pictures as well.
God. I can't see that though, because he was so like, okay, the child pornography thing. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, many speculations.
I think it's true. I think it's true.
I think the animal torture thing's a little far fetched. Remember him in the Monkey Bubbles?
Mm-mm.
He had a chimpanzee.
He did?
Yeah, his name was Bubbles. And he loved him dearly. And then he died and he like cried for like
really?
Weeks about it. And he had like giraffes and stuff in his house.
Ugh, I don't know. This article paints
I don't believe
a lot.
It.
This is the
I
perverse
love
material.
Michael Jackson.
It says reportedly used to seduce young boys, although Michael, who died in 2009, was not found guilty of 9 felony charges. I cannot believe, but
you think it's the kind of situation where, like, when people learn that this is happening, like, oh, I'm going to jump on board so I can get some money off of this. You know,
maybe.
I think stuff like that happens all the time with celebrities.
I mean, it could very well have been planted. We don't know, but I guess they
could
test it. What
does Macaulay Culkin have to say about this?
I don't know. Wasn't he one of the ones that said that he was raped by him or no?
I thought he said he wasn't raped and there was speculation that he was.
He's a fucked up guy now. He was such a cute kid. It makes sense. I don't know. I don't know Michael Jackson. Yeah. Drugs and all that. I mean, Michael Jackson was a weird guy, but...
Genius.
Genius.
All of his songs are good.
He was a good musician. It's just... He had a lot going on in that personal life, though.
All the time. But isn't that how we stay relevant?
Always. Mm-hmm. Megan always says she's like... Like, when someone has bad press, she's like, whatever, keeps them relevant.
Yeah, bad publicity is good publicity.
Okay, let's talk, this isn't on my list, but let's talk about the Kanye thing.
Oh, okay.
You know more about it than I do.
I don't really know that much about it. It's just they released a video this past week. It's for his song Famous, which is a song that frequently, you know, is on the radio. It's the same song where he talks about making Taylor Swift famous.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made her relevant, supposedly, even though she was winning an award during that event. But, you know, whatever, Kanye. So arrogant about everything. But, so in the music video, there's wax figures of naked celebrities within a bed. And I think it's supposed to scan them throughout the bed during the music video, whatever. But it's Donald Trump's in there, George W. Bush, Rihanna, Chris Brown, which Chris Brown actually made a statement on it, Taylor Swift, Kim, Kanye, and then
Kim's Bill covered Cosby. Up, though. Oh, Bill Cosby. I couldn't tell who that was. That's Bill? Okay.
I think there's some other people in there, but Chris Brown says something about him having a plumber butt crack, and how's he going to do him like that? And he's, like, cool with it. Like, he's, like,
see,
whatever. Like,
Chris Brown needs the press, though.
But I thought it was weird that they put Chris Brown and Rihanna in the same, like, they're laying side by side.
Oh, I didn't realize that's him. Yeah. Okay. Because some of them are, like, face down, and some of them, like, the women are, like, mostly exposed. The men are, like, you don't
except
see any
Kim.
Penises.
He's not going to show everyone Kim.
Yeah, Kim's the only woman that I think
but tell me why. It doesn't make any sense. Because all these women, besides Rihanna, we pretty much have seen all of Rihanna. Because of that one dress that she wore at, like, the gala or something, where it was, like, completely sheer.
Oh, yeah. Plus, she's got that tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other women, they're sitting face up. So you can see everything. But Kim, who is always exposing herself, which we've seen all of Kim Kardashian since day one she came famous, and we don't see anything of her. So that is so disrespectful to the other women in that bed.
I think the weirdest one to see, obviously, is Taylor Swift, because she's so clean and, like, all of her fans are younger. So I think that's the one person that, if they are going to file a lawsuit, it's going to be her.
Yeah.
I really
I
do.
I don't think she will.
Megan doesn't... Okay, we'll see... We should put some money on it.
I just think it's a waste of time.
Okay, a free drink.
Sorry.
Okay, so an article came out this week that, so you know how everyone was saying that Uber drivers are supposed to make, like, tons of money?
Yeah.
So the article came out exposing how much Uber drivers make in, like, the major markets. So it's, like, Houston, Detroit, and Denver. They don't make, at the most, they make $13.25 an hour. And that was coming from numbers from 2015. So, and, like, usually, and I read through this article.
And you have to have a nice car.
Yeah, if you have a nice car, it has to be clean. You have to pass all the tests online, which I don't think is that hard, but, but they say typically you don't make more than, like, $8 an hour. So it's
how
like
would Uber know if your car was clean? Which, granted, I've never been into an Uber car that wasn't clean.
I think it's from the reviews you write. So if they get so many negative reviews, like, how we give them the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could probably, like, write something to Uber. Like, this car was disgusting, blah, blah, blah. I've heard horror stories about Uber, though. Like, Uber is all up on YouTube in horror, like, story times.
But I've never had a bad one.
Me neither. Yeah. The only bad thing, we took an Uber one time home. Do you remember this? It was a female driver.
Was this the one when we were sleeping in the back seat?
Probably almost sleeping, maybe. I can't remember, but we were driving and I was like, oh my god, I've never had a female Uber driver, especially late. It was like 2 a.m. when we took this Uber. And we're like, oh, how do you like being an Uber driver? It's like as a one. And she was saying, like, it's not bad. She said one time I had a guy trying to throw me out of my car, but I just pulled my gun out on him. And I was like,
pulled up my Glock.
Yeah, and we were like,
she kind of like all... really, the deep voice came out and everything. And we're like, oh my god.
I think we all were like,
so how far is it from my house?
But I think I would as a woman. I mean, and I was like, oh my god, I'm never being a female Uber driver ever.
No, I would only do it if I was really desperate for money.
I would do that before I stripped. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So this past week we had some. Major happened in North Carolina. An 18-year-old girl from Ohio came to visit here, and we know how we had the Whitewater Center, the Whitewater Rafting Center.
Yeah.
Right, but it's actually like 2 minutes away from my house, like not even, but she went into the water and they were rafting or whatever, and some water went up her nose and she got sick and she would even run out of space.
Yeah.
I'll just continue with this, then we'll refix this. Sorry, our camera just ran into space. But, so the girl, her water went up her nose, she went home into Ohio, and then the next couple days she got really sick, and she didn't know what was happening. She had a brain-eating amoeba, and it killed her from the water.
What's an amoeba? I know I sounded really stupid when I said that, but...
Let me see. It's like
it's like
a bacteria. Like I'm totally not right. I can't remember. I read this article probably like 4 days ago, but it's like something. It's like a I don't know how to describe it. I sound like an idiot, but I don't want to sound. Says the and North Carolina DHHS says the only under. Okay, so hold on 1 second, guys.
She got it from the water.
Mm-hmm. It's from like fresh warm water. So if it goes up to your nose. Okay, so here.
So if I went swimming in the lake and water shot up my nose, could I get this?
Mm-hmm. It says, in warmer areas where the infection has more common, recommended precautions include limit the amount of water going. It's only when it goes up your nose. You can go as much of it can go in your mouth, but if it goes in your nose and it has
So if I amoebas, drank the water, it wouldn't do it either? Oh, it's just because the nose has an easier passageway to your brain.
Yep, it says hold your nose shut, use nose clips, avoid water-related activities, avoid digging in or stirring up the sediment. It's like, it lives in like the sand. It's really, really rare to get it.
That's crazy.
Like, only, I think, like, at least 10 people have died from getting the brain-eating amoebas.
I have heard a story. There's another story that I heard that had to do with the water. But this was, like, some, like, bug or something that's originally from the Amazon. But it somehow got in the U.S. It got, like, carried through something and was in one of the lakes here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went swimming, and it's so tiny that it went up a man's penis, and when it went up there, it like has spikes.
Oh,
so it expanded.
So it was like this big?
No, it wasn't like huge, but it like, that's a little hole.
Yeah.
So imagine something like, they said it turned the size of like a dime.
Oh, and that's
like, so it was like super tiny, like super tiny, where it could fit into a small hole and then expanded like a dime with spikes.
It's rare to get it.
It's not from here.
That's weird.
I feel like it's just we bring all these kind of weird things into our waters and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Nowhere is safe.
Mm-mm. That girl was only 18, too, which is sad. Crazy. Okay, I only have one other thing to mention, and then we'll try to fix our camera.
We can fix the camera after the break.
Okay. Burger King mac and Cheetos.
That is nasty.
Are now a thing. We haven't got a chance to
fat try kid. Fat kid dream.
Fat kid dream for real. I imagine like
fat kid playing Halo.
Yeah.
Until the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
On tons and tons and tons of gallons of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. If you have not looked these up, they look absolutely disgusting, but I want to try them still.
It's almost as bad. Do you remember when Burger King, it was like 2 years ago, and they came out with ice cream sundaes that had bacon on them? Remember, it was like the summer of bacon. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Yeah, especially bacon from Burger King.
What are they doing over there? Are they that desperate? They're like, oh, let's think of something even more disgusting and people will eat it.
Because I feel like Burger King is probably the least, actually before Arby's, least successful fast food.
Yeah, and I feel like they just pick out these like weird combination foods and like, this is what's going to get us. Like the black burgers.
Yeah.
Don't tell the story. I don't want anyone
Everybody
to know.
Knows it. If you search the Black Burger King online, you'll find out what happens after you eat it.
Oh, disgusting.
They'll probably bring them back. But yeah, hopefully, I'm going to try
them. They have them around Halloween, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They had black tacos at Taco Bell for a couple years.
Did
and
they?
You can only get them on Halloween or something.
That's weird. Is there a Burger King by your house?
Yeah, it's up the road.
Maybe we'll have to go get them.
Ugh, I'm not eating those.
Dip them in some ranch.
Mm. Ugh! My God!
Anyway, that's...
Just put some bacon on it, why don't you? Good Lord. Let's see how fast it is when your heart stops.
That's what's going on in the world.
And that was the news. From every inch of the globe. Wow. Welcome to America, where we have... mac and cheese Cheetos.
We gotta try them.
And our waters infect your brain to the point where you could possibly die.
And it's in freaking, it's same water that's like right near us, which is so scary.
Let's go swimming. All right, so today's episode, what we're doing is we wanted to do an easy episode where we didn't have to do a lot of research. And you guys can, you know, like think of some stuff along the way while we're doing this or like relate to it or whatever. But they're things that shape our world being 2016, the new millennium, the new millennium.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought of things that like pretty much sum up the new millennium or 2016 or frequently, hey lady,
sorry,
or frequently, just frequent stuff that we see on a normal daily basis that aren't weird to us, but if you went to someone in 1950, they either wouldn't know what you're talking about, or they would think of it as something else out of context,
yes,
or they'd be like, what in the world? Like, there's no way. Like, they'd be shocked. Their mouths would drop on the floor. So, Do you want to start with the first one, since I just did that whole little ramble?
Yeah, we can do that. So, things that would happen. Okay. So, obviously, the first thing that came to my mind is, we have a potential woman president, and that would obviously never happen in 1950, but nowadays, it's very possible, and it's highly likely that'll happen, and I think it's just a good thing. I mean, we have... And another thing on my list, I'll just say now, oh yeah, I have to have a black president. That would have never, ever happened. No, so these two things are, like, crazy.
Even during a time like that, when our, like, grandparents were raising our parents, even interracial anything was unseen. Mm-hmm. So to have not, he's not just black, he's interracial.
Yeah.
So that's really, you know, surprising. Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders is Jewish, too. So, I mean,
it just shows that we've came a long way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's only for the better, I think.
Yeah, more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right. America should be. smartphones, better known as just phones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
People don't have landlines anymore. Do you have a landline?
No. Well, all of our parents got rid of their landlines, too.
Yeah, and how many people do you even know even have flip phones?
Yeah, not barely any.
Because remember when, like, cell phones, like when the flip phone came out, they were camera phones.
Yeah.
Oh. And now it's just a phone. Mm-hmm. Where's your phone?
For her.
Yeah, like it's always by your side. That's like, imagine weird. Life without a cell phone.
I remember when I got my first flip phone, or my second flip phone, and it had, you could do video on it, mm-hmm. and it was like, we used that thing every day, like in college, high school, we were like taking videos.
But even if you like look at like old photos that you took on your like flip phone, mm-hmm. the quality is so bad that the photos are like maybe like the size of your thumb on your computer.
You couldn't print them or anything.
No.
It's weird to think like this is your camera, this is your phone, this is like your
People do work
taker.
From it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like before it was like the BlackBerry. It was BlackBerry, and then now the iPhone.
But imagine, like, in today's world, you could not live without a phone.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's a lot more of, I think it's a more dangerous world compared to, you know, like, 1950, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you always have to tell people where you are. If you don't answer your phone, people get worried. Like, people weren't sitting there calling people mm-hmm. on a regular basis. No one was texting. That wasn't even a thing. That wasn't even a word that was used.
Yeah. I kind of wish... It was, like, still, like, it wasn't, like, the 1990s where you had, like, a house phone, but you didn't have to have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I kind of miss that, because I feel like when you go to dinner, obviously everyone talks about this now, but, like, no one, like, has a full conversation without, like, going on their phone or looking on it.
I was actually sitting the other day, and I was just sitting by myself mm-hmm. at work, and I was on break, and I was just sitting there watching people around me. There was 9-year-olds with phones.
Really?
And they were looking at each other's phones.
How old were you when you had your first phone?
I was in 9th grade. And it had no camera. It was just a flip phone. I had no texting.
Couldn't text, yeah. Same. I got mine pretty young, but it was just because I was always, like, doing sports. Mm-hmm. So I had to call them when to pick them up. But mm-hmm. I couldn't text, so I could only call. I was 12 or 13, which is still pretty young.
Yeah.
But...
That's crazy.
It's insane. And then when I got texting, it wasn't till I think, 11th or 10th grade.
I think it's just disgusting how much we rely on our phones. And I can't even sit here and say I don't do it, because I definitely do sit on my
mm-hmm,
phone.
Me too.
Definitely the internet generation. Granted, I don't sit on it all the time, but if I don't have my phone, like, where's my phone?
I think we're better off because we didn't grow up with the phones. Like, mm-hmm. we know what it was like. But I think these kids are growing up now. Everyone's like, oh, I think it's a good thing. I don't know. I have mixed emotions.
I think they're so... crippled by the phone.
Yeah. Like, I kind of wish that I wish their parents were stricter. Like, maybe wait till they're 13 to get a phone.
I have a cousin who's 8 or 9, and she's had a phone for, like, 2 years.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
But why?
Mm-hmm. Because there's no point. Like, what are they going
to
do? It's only
What do
gonna...
you need that phone for? To tell mom that gymnastics is over?
Mm-hmm. The worst thing I ever did as a kid, we didn't have phones, is go in chat rooms, like, and be hey, I'm actually 18.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, we have all those shows now where, like, there's pedophiles
yeah.
and stuff.
God.
All right, next.
All right. Transgender community was probably not as... I'm sure there was transgender people back in, like, 1950s, but now...
It wasn't accepted.
Yeah, it wasn't accepted. Now you can come out, and it's highly accepted. More.
For the most part.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a new concept.
No, not at all. Like, it had to have been happened since...
Yeah, what's that one musical with the transgender people? You know what I'm talking about? It's, like, they're remaking it.
Rocky Horror?
Yeah.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. I mean, transgenders have been around forever. Mm-hmm. There's been documentation of people cross-dressing and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Like, even, like, 1800s, 1700s.
I do think Caitlyn Jenner was probably one of the best things that ever happened for the transgender community. Because I feel like it's way more talked about, and it's way more accepted since she came out.
Yeah, I guess there really wasn't anyone... Not anyone that I could think on a famous scale.
Besides, like, Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black. She was, like, one of the first ones I noticed.
Yeah, but she wasn't anything like Caitlyn Jenner was made out to be. I think Caitlyn Jenner became such a big thing because it was Bruce Jenner, who was an American hero, and it was such a controversy because he was an Olympian athlete, and he was already in the spotlight, and...
And nobody saw it coming.
Yeah, it was like, what...
But, yeah, I think that's such an awesome thing for the people. For the people.
For the people. Contouring.
So true.
That one is, like, think of, like, makeup, like, in the 1950s. So it was basic.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, you put on a whole face. Like, you're putting on a whole persona when you walk outside the house.
Wait, describe for our male listeners what contouring is.
Contouring is shading. Mm-hmm. So you're using a darker... color on your face for the more, I guess, the parts of your face that you want it shaded, that you want more in depth, so that way you look thinner and your face is more defined. So that would be, like, your cheekbones, your nose, underneath your chin, a little bit on your forehead.
All the spots I need to contour, well as, but I don't.
As well as, like, highlighting. Highlighting was never a thing.
Yeah.
Or eyebrows. Eyebrows were, like, they've been a thing, but now that's, like, all the rage, like...
Eye makeup's, like, the only one that's, like, the eyeliner has pretty much stuck. I mean, that's from Egyptian time, so, but eyes have been, like, a mascara.
Like, makeup is an art form now.
Yeah. Red lips used to be popping back in, like, 1940s, 50s.
Yeah. You know, Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn.
That stuck.
But it was more, it was just a simpler.
I think.
It wasn't natural by any sense, but it wasn't as in much in depth.
I kind of wish it was more base, like, how it used to be. I think it looks better. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know if I like
I'm the kind of person who likes putting on makeup, so I'd rather wear this on
than be, like, more natural looking.
Yeah, I hate, like, when I wear more natural makeup. I have very blonde features, where yours, you have some blonde, but you have a darker pigment to your hair. On your face. So, like, your lashes are darker than mine, your eyebrows are obviously darker than mine.
Bushes.
Yeah. So, with someone who doesn't have defined features like that, I rather, you know, play my features up with makeup. I mean, I don't look like a drag queen by any means when I walk out of the house.
I'm here.
But I like to do different looks.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, it's not one... It's kind of crazy how, you, like, fashion and just makeup in general, how far it's, like, how it changes. Like, every era is different.
But or we just go back to certain eras and then we just put it back in our own little twist.
Yeah, like, this is totally the era of 90s with, like, 70s. In 70s with, like, a with, like, a twist. Like, with, like, a... I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I guess the only... We really haven't had, like, our own fashion sense.
We're just using older ones.
I guess the early 2000s had kind of their own.
Yeah, it was kind of like Plain Jane, Abercrombie and Fitch, and Hollister.
It, like, the 90s amped up a little bit.
Yeah. I love the 90s fashion, though.
I do, too.
Okay.
Next.
That was yours, right? Yeah. Rap music was not... thing, I don't think, right?
No, not until, like, 80s.
Yeah, so that's the first thing that came to my mind, is I think they had, like, a lot of, like, soul and jazz. Pretty much all our music now is completely different from one that they would have heard.
Like, think of, like, EDM music. That wasn't
Yeah, imagine what they would think if they listened to EDM.
What is this?
EDM and pretty much anything on the radio. Pop music in general. Lady Gaga keeps popping in my mind for some reason.
Auto-tune.
Yeah. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. I was thinking, like, T-Pain.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's weird. Did you ever see that thing where T-Pain can actually sing?
No.
He is actually a good singer. He does not even need... I swear, I'll play the video for you later. Like, I heard it. We all listened to it when I used to work at the radio station. And we were like, why the heck is he auto-tuning? He can actually sing. Like, really
well. Because they made him relevant.
That's true, because he's known for the auto-tune. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like nowadays you can be a singer and not have any talent, and because of the technology we have, mm-hmm. it's whatever. Whereas back then, you had to actually be able to sing.
Oh, wait, that's another thing, too, is they didn't have music videos, and that changed singers, like, completely. I learned in my one class, like,
what was that MTV?
One? MTV changed it up, because you used to be, like, they were, for Freddie Mercury, for instance, is not, like, the best-looking dude, but he's an amazing singer. Like, nowadays, he probably wouldn't be as big just because, like, better-looking people look at Selena Gomez and all the ones and Taylor Swift. They're not that great. They're not that great of singers.
Okay, so Selena Gomez this week, she was on, James Gordon Late Late Show, mm-hmm. where he does the car karaoke.
Oh, and everyone's bashing her,
Oh, my God, because you could hear, like, parts of where she's, like, trying to sing over herself. Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yeah. Yep, she's not very good. And she's beautiful. Like, don't get me wrong, she's really pretty, but, back in the day, if she was just on the radio and you didn't actually see her.
Yeah, the only thing that really made her relevant was Justin Bieber, let's be real.
That's true. Okay, are we taking a break?
Let's take a break.
Okay, let's be back.
Lady!
Welcome you're hurting to me. The end of the
copyright.
Oh. They don't know what song it is. If you know what it is, comment down below.
Amanda, you gotta scoot over some.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome back. Alright, who's talking?
I don't remember.
Okay, so I guess I'll go. Tablets?
Yeah, I have that down.
Because tablets back then meant, like, pills. Whereas tablets now, like, think iPads are everywhere.
iPads are definitely a huge thing.
Like, you can even go to, like, certain companies. Like, I've been to business parks where they have, like, giant... They're like tablets in a sense, but they're like just giant touch screens, and you can like click them and swipe through to see where certain businesses are within the building.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's cool. I think we might have that in ours, but I was thinking too, aren't like the fancy McDonald's you order on a tablet?
Yeah, they do that at my work too.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, we never had that. And just in general, computers and internet. Like, the internet wasn't, I mean, we've discussed that over and mm-hmm. over, but like... Even, like, you think about the 90s, you had the dial-up AOL.
Yeah. Mom, I'm trying to look on the internet.
And she's like,
Dogs.com, because she didn't have Google.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm waiting for a phone call. You gotta get off the phone. And or off the internet. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I just got it to come up.
Yeah, my page just loaded. Yeah, but that was, you know, a flashback from the past.
Oh my god, that made me think of MySpace, too. And obviously we can talk about MySpace and Facebook.
Yeah, social media is definitely one of mine.
That's crazy. And it's just weird to think, like, you have your social media, like, on your phone. Like, when Facebook and MySpace were a thing, I would never think, like, oh, I'd be able to access it wherever I wanted to at one point.
That, and your whole life is on the internet.
It is. Like, you post all of your pictures now, like, everyone sees them. Do you think that's a good thing? Like, you can now post your wedding photos and, like, everyone can look at them versus, like, just showing
family? I
think,
family? In a sense, that, like, it, you can share. Let me edit. You gotta scoot over.
I'm right here.
I think, in a sense, it's nice that you're able to share things with people that you don't see that often. So they can sit there and they're like, oh, look at so-and-so. Whereas before, it's like, if you didn't see somebody for years, they weren't even a person anymore in your life. Like, they were done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Where now you can stay connected.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think that's the only good thing about social media versus that, I mean, besides the fact it ruins people's lives. I feel like some people are so consumed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, vlogs.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, you're putting your whole movies on the internet and strangers are watching it.
And then, like, and then you see them at VidCon and they're, like, some kind of celebrity to you.
Yeah, and they're just normal people mm-hmm. that are just posting, you know, videos of their dog and their children.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be so strange to, like, just go...
I've had someone before, because I have a YouTube channel, and they came up to me, it was at work, she's like, I watched your videos! I was like, this is such a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so odd.
Could you imagine someone coming up to you and, like, crying, be like, oh my god, like, your videos, they, like, changed my life.
I'd be like, what? Get a life.
But now we go up to, like, I go up with... If I met the Google Dolls, I'd be like, you changed my life forever. I love you so much.
I don't know if there's any celebrity that I know that I'm like, oh my god.
You wouldn't cry if you met a celebrity?
No. I don't think I have any celebrity in my mind that's like, oh my god, that's Baba. They're like my inspiration.
Can I just tell you, you don't think, like, if you met Chris Brown, and you don't think it would hit you once after you meet him?
But I don't even really like Chris Brown anymore. Okay, like he's a garbage person.
Back in the day, if it was Chris Brown, and you were like, after, because I met, okay, sorry, I'm like so sneezy. I met Brent Smith. I met the whole band of Shinedown twice. The second time, for some reason, he gave me a hug, and I left, and right after, and it was at Walmart, and I cried. And I had no idea why I was crying.
No, I feel like, even, like, watching people on YouTube, it's such an intimate thing, because you're watching people's lives. So I feel like, in some sense, it's really confusing for some people. Like, some people are crazy, and they think that they know these people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so scary.
That is kind of, yeah.
Because they'll go up to people, like, if you, like, watch some of, like, the story time videos, and they'll be like, I had this one person come up to me, and they knew everything about my life. Really? And they were, like, talking to them like they were friends.
No, I don't like that either. In, like, I was watching Tana Mojo's, like, vlog, and she was like, some subscribers came up and, like, gave me this Kylie lip kit because she knew I liked it, but I, like, didn't want to accept it, and she wouldn't let me not accept it. Like, getting gifts, I think that would be so weird.
Yeah. I don't even like people that I, like, love giving me gifts.
So, I would not want people...
Even know you.
I would never do a P.O. box and, like, send me stuff.
Send me all the... What if they send you, like, some weird shit that, like, kills you?
I think maybe, like, I would send me, like, fan art. That would be cool.
Yeah, I would like that.
But anything else, I'd be like, yeah, you don't have to send me this.
Or, like, maybe some companies that, like, they make things and they want you to feature them. But, like, fans... that are, or, like, subscribers actually sending you something.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be weird. I just also thought of, wait, is it my turn or your turn?
No, I think it's your turn.
Oh, okay. This is kind of off topic. I mean, you know me. so, like, how we used to,
ADD medicine. I don't think that was a thing in 1950.
For real. People actually coming up to your door, like, without even saying that they're gonna come over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't just, like, come over, like, oh, I decided to stop by. I was in the neighborhood.
I do that.
I don't think people do. Like, people be like, I'm coming over, I'll, like, text you and tell you. But, like, now if someone knocks on my door, I'm like,
yeah, I don't.
And I, like, hide. I don't answer that for anything.
My friend Chantel, I go by her house all the time. But no one does that to me.
Yeah. I mean, you, like, a little bit further away. I'll say, like, what's up? But because I feel like when we were little, like, I used to have, like, the neighbors be like, oh, I just thought I'd come over and stop by for a drink or something.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
it's just no one's really that friendly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't talk to my neighbors.
Especially if they're like, oh, are you home? And then you have the option to not text them back and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see your text message.
I was sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, right, you were sleeping.
Kardashians.
Oh, man.
In general. They have changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
The only family I know that got famous off a sex tape and then stayed famous by doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's sad to think how much they've kind of just sold their, like, life. Like, they're famous for being themselves. And people, I know Jenna Marbles has talked about that's a good thing. I don't agree with that. But I just think it's kind of selling your soul to the devil. Like, everybody knows everything about you, but you're going to get paid millions of dollars. What do you think? I don't know.
I think it's a smart business move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they can't be normal people. They'll never be able to be normal people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like part of you is taken.
Even if they go out of the spotlight, like, say, like, they all kind of...
They will never be normal people.
You think, yeah.
They can't function like a normal... Like, they could not function... If they made the same amount of income as, like a middle-class person, they couldn't function.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't know what to do. They don't know how to...
Especially...
Be a normal family.
I think Kylie has it the worst, because she's never really had to work that hard. Like, I mean, she has her lip kits, but people do that for her, and they know, like, oh, if I have Kylie's name on there, it's gonna sell, and I'll make some money. Like, she's never had to, actually work. At least Kim and all of them have worked at, like, the Dash store before they were famous and all that stuff, but I think that's weird.
It is. But they're definitely a well-known name. Their name is plastered on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's partly why Caitlyn Jenner became so big, because she was a Kardashian, even though not really in a sense, because it's Robert Kardashian's name.
Yeah.
But that's who they associated him with.
It's kind of sad, because I think they have made our society...
Worse.
Dumber. Like, people don't care about intellectual things. They know more stuff about Kardashian. there was, like, some video showing that people were like, who's our president of the United States? Did you see this? And they're like, I don't know. Or who's our vice president? They're like, I don't know. And they're like, oh, who's Kourtney Kardashian married to? They're like, Scott Disick. And I'm like, why do people know this stuff, but they don't know who our U.S. president is?
That's crazy.
That's sad.
But I think also the way that they perceive themselves on social media has made it so women have lower self-esteem, I think, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they sell things like waist trainers.
Which are jack rubbish shit.
And then they have a 17-year-old girl that got lip injections.
Mm-hmm. And now people are obsessed with huge fucking lips. And I'm sure these, like, 15-year-old girls want...
Big boobs.
Yeah.
Small waist.
They're all fake. Like, I'm sure... Oh, God. Sorry. There's some bug over here.
I know. It's like a fruit fly. Ugh. I don't know where he came from.
But I know Kourtney has fake boobs. Kim's definitely got a fake butt, even though I know she says she doesn't. If not, then there's something going on there. Kylie's got the lips. And I'm sure... Oh, I think Chloe got her nose. Why do I know all this stuff? I don't know. But just to prove, like, they're not real women.
They've and got that you stuff. Don't even need, like, a real television show.
Mm-mm. And now everyone's like, oh, I'm going to get a television show and make it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's sad.
Next. Yours. You're supposed to be prepared.
I'm ready. Oh, can we just go along with the scandalous clothing? Like, showing our we're talking about 1950s. I don't think they would have shown, like, how, like, Beyonce wore, like, her old get-up or whatever. They'd probably be like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And,
just showing leg.
Yeah, even, like, facial piercings. I don't think those were a thing.
No.
Cleavage. Maybe a little bit. For them, I don't know exactly.
Nothing too drastic, I would think.
Yeah, nothing.
It was all about, like, the corset and making yourself look smaller still, but, like, everything was covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, what was it, doubloons in those, like, the underwear?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that was the proper term, but it was something along those lines. They were, like, fluffy underwear.
Mm-hmm. And they would not, like, they'd probably be shocked by
body slips all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They'd be shocked by booty shorts, like jean shorts. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, they'd probably be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely never a thing.
No, and it's also the time where, you know, women were secretaries and they didn't really have a lot of a sexual role in the 1950s.
No.
Marilyn Monroe, remember, she was such a big shock back then, just the way that she was so sensual about everything.
Yeah. She was beautiful, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Vegan/gluten-free.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about this. Mm-hmm. That's, like, obviously now just becoming a trend, but I think people never thought about not eating meat back in the day. Mm-hmm.
But you have to think, too, like, the way that meat and, like, food in general was made was a lot different.
Yeah, probably a lot healthier, yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah,
and there was no, like, it wasn't, like, just stuffed with fillers and preservatives and...
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I wrote on here that would tie into that is obesity. Such a big issue. And, like, children are so large now. Mm-hmm. And, like, even, like, height-wise. And you have to think it has to stem from our food.
Oh, yeah.
Because people were not that big back then.
No. They were skinny minis.
And they were tiny. Mm-hmm. Like, they were short.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the average person, like, average woman now is, like, 5'9".
Yeah.
Or 5'8". That's crazy. That is so tall.
Why couldn't we get that height?
I don't want to be that tall.
You don't?
No. You'd want to be tall?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like everything
being tall
spreads out for you.
Yeah,
at least,
it
like,
does.
A couple more inches. Like, I would love to be, like, 5'7".
I feel like I feel like it's not as attractive to be with, like, a taller girl.
I
know
that's
very
like six.
Sexist of me to say, but I just...
Yeah. I think... But I don't know. I don't know why height. But, like, if you look like a short guy, you're like, ew.
I guess, yeah.
Most women, I mean, I'm speaking in general terms. Like, if a guy is, like, 5'2", it's like, oh, God.
You don't really see a lot of men that are 5'2", though. Except for one that we know.
We don't talk about it.
Just throwing shade over here. It's getting a little cool. Right. Your turn.
Okay, Oh, no, that was mine, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, you're right. CGI in movies.
That wasn't even a thing.
Yeah. Movies, they still had color, right? They had color by then. In 1950, they had color television, but I'm not sure about color movies.
I don't think they did.
but obviously, like, movies in general.
I
like,
don't think they had color televisions. I'm pretty
1950 they did, yeah.
Pretty sure.
I'm positive.
Because I'm pretty sure when they watched Martin Luther King in, like, 1960, it was in black and white.
It was rare. Like, they had just started, but they definitely came out on color TVs in 1950.
Okay.
Some things I remember, like, by dates, I don't know why, but, like, I know when we, like, we watched, movies in that one class, like, and we took some media.
The one that I slept through?
Yeah. And they were, like, showing men and women sleeping in separate beds and stuff, and they would, like, I don't think they can kiss on camera, I don't know, I can't remember, but now it's, like, obviously, there's, like, raunchy-ass sex scenes, and, like, naked, like, you could, and there's even, like, nudity on, like, HBO on TV now.
But, like, even, like, Orange is the New Black, there's lesbian sex scenes. That would never be a thing.
Never. Oh, my God. Like, there's just everything that you could see on TV now you would never see. Mm-hmm. And, reality TV and stuff like that.
And now, like, after 10 o'clock on cable, they have just, like, you can watch sex scenes. Not, like, saying porn. But, like, they have, like, movies that are rated R.
It's crazy.
And, of course, HBO has porn after certain points of the night. I don't really know what time it is, but...
Yeah, HBO.
Okay. live streaming.
Mm-hmm. Never used to... It's like...
Or just streaming in general, like Netflix.
That's what I was gonna say, too, once we started talking. Yeah. Like, that's crazy how far we've come. I remember in our freshman year of college, Netflix was just starting. Yeah. And I remember, like, oh, who here has Netflix? And I was like, not me. I'm like, I'm probably never gonna get that. And then...
And it's now, it's like, who has cable?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They're like, my teacher said that streaming was just gonna become, like, norm. And I was like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have.
Because I mean, people just sit there and they just binge watch shows.
Yeah.
And they rather do that than sit there and wait every single week for a new episode. I think that's why I always lose touch with shows on the cable. Because I have to sit there and wait. And I don't want to wait. I'd rather just sit there and just watch the next episode.
Oh, yeah. Especially, like, I feel like only a show you're super dedicated. Like, you're like, oh, I love this show. You can't miss it. That's the only reason you tune back in. Unless it's just, like, you happen to be watching TV the same time that week, next week, or whatever.
But even at that sense, like, if you miss the show, where are you going to go look it up at?
Hulu. If they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Podcast. Were not even a thing, like, 10 years ago, so obviously they wouldn't be a thing back then. They had radio, obviously, but nothing like podcasts.
Well, it's another thing is this is streaming.
Yeah, it goes along with streaming, but, it'd be weird to know, like, it'd be weird to think they had I would love to listen to a podcast from, like, 1950, if they could ever have it, but they obviously don't, but...
They have radio.
Yeah, but...
That was one of their biggest form of entertainment was radio.
Isn't that crazy, though? What's the broadcast that everyone heard, and it was, like, a play they were doing, but they thought it was real life?
Orson Welles.
Yeah, and it was, that's what I always think about when they're like, we always use, radio for everything.
Because,
like, you think about it, they had to use radio, like, if there's a tornado that's gonna hit, they have to use radio for that.
We had a weather radio when I was younger. Did you have one of those?
I think so, yeah.
Because we lived in Texas, and there was always tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm terrified whenever go that, on the TV, because that would come on, like, every time that there was something happening on that weather radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, like, if I hear that on my television at night, if I fall asleep, I just wake up in, like, a sweat. I'm like, oh my God,
we're gonna die.
Yeah, but I remember my mom bringing that weather radio into closets,
mm-hmm.
because we had to hide from tornadoes.
Yeah, we'd always go in our, like, unless we had that tornado siren, and then when you heard that, you had to go in our dingy basement.
And now you don't have to have weather radios, you have your phone.
Yep, phone, TV, like, anything.
Because that sound will go off. If there's, like, some kind of weird warning or something, it'll go off on your phone without you even setting it.
Oh, yeah.
It happened, like, a couple weeks ago about an Amber Alert.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, no matter, I had my volume off, and even with the volume off, the Amber Alert still was like...
Yeah. And everyone's went off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, though.
I like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Print being a dying media.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's
who
kind
has
of
a newspaper?
Sad. It's sad to think, because all those jobs are going away, but they're going online, but you don't need as many people to do it now. Like, they use one person for 3 jobs.
That, and how many people are actually going on the CharlotteObserver.com? I'm gonna go to CNN.
Yeah, that's true. To get your major news.
Yeah, I mean, if I want local stuff, I guess I would go.
The television? I would do it. The cable television?
But honestly, how many things do I really care about locally?
I guess so. Yeah.
Because it's just gonna be crime.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to watch that all the time?
That's true.
Depressing.
Like, and the only time I ever watch the news is when I'm at the gym, because it's just there, like, in the morning. Like, I never would turn on the news at home just to watch it. I feel terrible saying that, but...
I'll just turn on CNN or something.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch, like, major news.
The other thing is, I feel like major news is more filtered to, like CNN. It's, like, a Republican view site, like, the older crowd. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I don't really like CNN. I don't know.
Well, who else is there really to watch?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the younger generation needs to come up with
all you have news is stations. CNN, Fox, and then the local stuff.
Yeah, that's why the local stuff is the best.
HLN or whatever, but that's mostly entertainment.
Yeah. Do you guys ever have news, like, when you're in middle school you had to watch? Mm-hmm. What was it called? Channel 1? Is that what you watched? Channel 1 News?
I don't know. The kids would put it on.
No. You guys had that? Mm-hmm. No, I think it... I don't remember what this was. It was, like, something... it was called Channel 1 News.
Yeah, they had, like, their own little, like, broadcasting thing, and they got to do it. That's for the cool school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What, is that me?
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Oh, wait.
No, it's you.
Oh, sorry.
You need to get prepared.
I am prepared. Shoot, I think. I don't have much left besides, I have, like, gay pride and women being able to vote. Those are my last two. And obviously, like, those are just speak for themselves. Like, gay pride and, like, being homosexual in general is just way more accepted. I mean, it's
got a whole different meaning to gay. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Gay back then was being happy, whereas gay now, it's associated with gay pride and rainbows and...
Mm-hmm.
Even, I mean, transgender, in a sense, sometimes.
Yeah. It's still got long ways to come, but, I mean, now gay marriage is legal, mm-hmm. which is very crazy, and I feel like people back then would be like, what?
Yeah.
What's
that? They would never let that happen back then.
Never. Yeah. So that's cool.
The only other thing I have is Uber and, like, smart cars. There's, like, autopilot cars now, which is crazy to think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Just, I feel like, and... planes in general, like 9/11, how that changed everything. They'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's great. There's so many things that we could name off.
How the world has changed so much in just like 50 years.
Yeah.
Even more than that. It's like 60, almost 70 years.
Do you think we're going to have like, I always feel like they, in movies, when they show futuristic worlds, they're like... driving around, like, in, I don't know, robot
whenever
cars.
They do any futuristic anything, it's always post-apocalyptic, and we're off in segments.
Do you think that it's gonna be like that eventually?
I don't know. What do you think would be the moment that would make it post-apocalyptic?
When we have, like, legit robots in every home.
I don't know if we would let that, like, iRobot with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn on us.
Robots and, like, I don't know, they always picture, everything always looks so white, and they're, like, traveling in, like, tunnel
things. Like the
things.
Jetsons.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I just think of Will Smith.
I think the autopilot car has made it so that way we're moving in that direction, and everything's touchscreen,
mm-hmm.
and we have holograms, which
would be a big thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We even have hologram concerts that people can go to now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tupac had a concert. So did Michael Jackson.
That's creepy.
Weird. It's really realistic, too. It looks just like them.
I think...
they look like... You didn't see... Oh, you don't watch. But at the BET Awards, they had Michael Jackson do a performance, and he looks... It looked like Michael Jackson on the stage.
And it was just a hologram.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and they
weird.
Had people in there dancing with them.
That's the future right there.
Yeah.
And then
we're
can
actually watching the person. They just had their little holograms up there just to dancing away.
Yeah. And we can live forever.
Well, Beyonce did kind of like a hologram thing at the, not this past year, but whenever she did the Super Bowl by herself.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, that's where the future's going. When we have robots in every home.
They'll be serving me my breakfast. And my
driving
coffee.
Me to work.
Make sure you put my almond milk in there. Peasant. Alright, well, let us know what you guys came up with for, I don't know. I don't even know what we're going to call this.
Yeah, whatever we call it.
Whatever we call this episode, we want to see what you guys got.
Oh, can I say one thing?
Sure, Amanda. It's your podcast, too.
Can I just say thank you to everyone who's followed us on Facebook this past week? We've got I mean, like, more of our friends on there, but a ton of more followers, so please follow us on all the social medias. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Okay, bye.
We'll see you guys next week with episode 25.
Wait, shut up.
Bye.
The fuck? Where's the alcohol?